Hey, sister. So if you are in a season of wanting to get pregnant and carry a healthy pregnancy, but you're frustrated with your doctor's advice or lack of advice, I want to just be this friend, this sister in Christ, to lovingly give you some pointers on where else to go, where else to look, and how to find a doctor, you know, or work with a doctor that is going to truly support you in your this call from the Lord that He's put on your heart to get pregnant. So let's get into it. Hey, sister. Welcome to For the Love of Hormones podcast. Do you have a desire to get pregnant in God's design and be free from the pressure of going straight to IUI or IVF? Hey, I'm Becca. While I was blessed with two children, I then suffered from three miscarriages. I too felt emotionally wrecked anytime I was around a pregnant friend. I wanted to understand God's design for my body and how to care for it naturally, but I just kept telling myself that it was too complicated and I needed to be content with my circumstances. Until I found the answer, hormone health and tracking. In this podcast, you will find answers to all of your period, ovulation, and cycle questions so that you will be able to find the path for getting pregnant in God's design. So sister, for the love of hormones, put that pregnancy test stick down and grab your Bible, matcha green tea, and a journal, because it's time for a Come to Jesus and Hormones meeting. All right, so before we get into today's episode, by the way, this is Healthy Conception Series number two, okay? I'm here to tell you, this is the spring flash sale. So if you're just tired of being told by doctors that your next step to being able to have a baby is you got to go do this treatment, you got to go do this medication, you need to do IUI, you need to do IVF, or, you know, maybe you're recovering from a miscarriage and you're just told like, well, just wait it out and see what happens, or, well, we can do some testing and, but you just feel unsettled. Like whatever that advice is, you feel unsettled and you just have a desire to understand why is your getting pregnant not happening, or why did you have that miscarriage? I can totally relate with you, because when I was told by my doctor after our third miscarriage that these things just happen and we can't really know why, we could do some testing, but it's hard to figure it out, I was like, just kind of like apathetic and hopeless at the situation of like, well, I guess that's just is what it is, you know? Fortunately, I had a good friend in my ear be like, girl, you can get better answers than that. And I am here to be that girlfriend in your ear to tell you, you can get better answers and you can truly understand what is going on inside of your body and how to support it in God's design in order to conceive healthfully. And I've been able to find this truly awesome lifestyle that has enabled me to figure out what were my issues, why did I have my miscarriages, what is going on with my body, how do I understand it, and what can I do about supporting imbalances when they crop up outside of medications or outside of treatments. So I want you to come right now to beccayon.com/course. You guys get 20% off. That's crazy. You can get up to $200 off this amazing course to see if this is the path that God is showing you to get started on. And I truly believe if you're here, you're listening to this episode, it is probably ordained from the Lord. And I just want you to pray about, God, is this something I should do? And if you get that Holy Spirit tug of like, yes, then you need to click on that button, beccayon.com/course. And you need to start with fertility framework. You can get 20% off. That's crazy. And I just want to encourage you. Like if you've been listening to this podcast for a while and you're like, oh yeah, No, just do it. Okay. Just do it, because time is of the essence when you are trying to get pregnant. I'm going to stop. I'm going to get off my high horse train on that. All right. So let's get into today's episode. Before we do, if you haven't left a review, please leave a review. It means so much to me and it helps others just be encouraged who are also in tough places and in a tough season of life. So thank you so much in advance for leaving a review. All right. So today's episode, it's a tough one. It's hard because not all doctors are bad, right? There are so many amazing doctors out there. And And there are some doctors that are not great out there. And it's hard because I never want to speak in a disrespectful manner. So I never want to come across in that way. But there is a big reality here that's going on that you may be experiencing yourself. And if you want to come share your story, like come share your story inside of our Facebook group and let us know, like have your interactions been with your doctor? Has it been awesome? Have they been super supportive? Have they been really knowledgeable? Or have you been like, oh my goodness, is this what I'm paying for? Like, why is this person talking to me this way? Like, it doesn't seem like they can help. So I know this is a tough one, but the verse that I want to dedicate to this episode is Mark chapter 5, verse 26. And this passage is amazing. You can go look it up. It's in the second half of Mark chapter 5, and it is about the bleeding woman. And essentially, this verse sums it up. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors, and she had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. She grew worse. And then it goes on to talk about how when she saw Jesus, she knew that he would heal her. And he could, and he would, and she had so much faith, and it was amazing. And I want us to really reflect and think on like, that's hard. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. And honestly, friend, I know you may have been through this. You may really, really, really unfortunately relate to that. So I'm going to just share with you some common frustrations I've heard from my clients with their OBs or with their doctors. I have heard, and I'm not making this stuff up, this is stuff that people have shared with me, and it's so frustrating. So I've had people who are trying to get pregnant. They go to their OB and their OB tells them, well, let's just put you on birth control to regulate your period since they're not regular. Like literally that is the advice that has been given. That is crazy. Like birth control is not, I mean, obviously it's not going to regulate your periods. It's going to shut everything down. It's going to shut down your whole ovulatory system, and it's going to give you a host of horrible side effects. So that's horrible advice. OBs are instructed to tell you as a patient to try to get pregnant for a year and then come back. Like if their basic things, you know, aren't helping you or don't work, they're like, oh, just, you know, or not even that. Sometimes they don't even give you anything to do. You know, you're like, hey, we've been trying to get pregnant for a few months. It's not happening. They're like, oh, we'll keep trying for a year and then come back. That's the worst advice I could possibly imagine. This stuff makes me so angry. It makes me so frustrated because here's the thing. When you chart, and we'll talk about what that is and why that's important, when you chart, you can tell what's wrong with your health within 2 to 3 months or 2 to 3 cycles of charting. And like to be told like, oh, keep trying to get pregnant for a year and then come back and we'll refer you to the fertility clinic. And it's going to be a several month wait, by the way, that you're going to find out when you call the fertility clinic. They're like, oh yeah, it's a 6 month wait to get in. And you're like, oh my gosh, like this is taking forever. And this is so frustrating. And I just empathize with you guys because it is like horribly frustrating. The care, the level of care should be so much better than that. So I'm here to step in the gap and stand in the middle to be like, no. There's actually a lot you can do right now to learn about what's going on. Why are you not getting pregnant? Truthfully, if you understand how your body works, even just a little bit, like you should get pregnant pretty much right away if you're timing things. And if you're not, you need to listen to that because your hormones are off, just like I talked about in yesterday's episode. So, man, that's such bad advice. Oh my gosh, y'all, I'm not going to get through this in 10 minutes. How? Okay. So, guys, maybe I should just do this one. Okay. I literally had one of my clients tell me that their OB told them this. Okay. So I've been working with her. She's doing amazing. She is charting. She's making all these changes and her cycles are starting to get more regular. And you know, I try to work with my clients to help you guys find a local doctor who is going to know more than the average doctor and actually be able to support you. And they're going to be able to read your chart and understand what your body is saying and get to the root issue. So I do try to help my clients with that. And this particular client, we were having a hard time in her area. So she just went with someone that she knew and she really wanted to go there. So she goes there and she messages me and she's like, I left that appointment and I just bawled in my car because my OB literally told me that kids are so annoying and why would you want to have them anyway? It's a good thing you can't get pregnant. Her OB, her doctor, the person she went to for help, said that to her. And like, this makes me so angry. I'm like about to cry because it is just so wrong. It's so wrong. And I just empathize with your frustration if you have had this really, really poor level of quote unquote healthcare. It is not healthcare. Like, I don't even know what to call it, but it's awful. So if you have yourself had some frustrations with your doctor, feel free to come and share in our Facebook group. And we're just going to like, hold each other's hands, put our arms around each other. That's what we do as sisters in Christ, you know, walking through this tough valley of a season of wanting to get pregnant and it's not happening, or a season of recovering from miscarriages. Okay. So where else do you go, right? Like, what do you do when you walk out of the doctor's office and you're like, man, that is not what I was hoping for. That is not what I was looking for. That, like, I didn't get any answers there. And, hint, Jesus, like, go back to that bleeding woman in Mark chapter 5. Like, we need to run to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. And, Inside of my course, I want you guys to know that you're going to learn things that you need to know, and you're not going to get this help at the doctor's appointment. You're just not, okay? So you need to know your cycle phases, and you need to know if your hormones are doing what they should inside of these different cycle phases. And you need to know if your hormones are not doing what they're supposed to do. Like, number one, hooray, you could figure it out. Like, oh, my estrogen's too high in this cycle, or oh, my progesterone's low, or oh, like, goodness, I think my thyroid is off. Or you got to like figure these things out. And then once you figured it out, and by the way, all of this you learn inside the course, once you figured it out, what do you do about it? Like, what do you do about it? So, and those are all the steps that we go through. If you watched that preview layout of the course that I talked about in yesterday's episode, you see like, oh, wow, there's like a framework for different things that I can do and apply to different cycle phases that actually help support my hormones. So you need to know that. You need to know if you have gut issues, or if you have liver issues or thyroid issues, or you're dealing with a lot of inflammation or several of the above. And you need to know if that's happening, and what do you do about it to help get your whole endocrine system and get this whole orchestra of your body rolling in harmony and being beautiful, right? Like, that's what you need to know. And that's what you need to do if you're trying to get pregnant. You need to know that you just need to know your body, and you need to know how to advocate for your body when you're in the healthcare system and when you're talking with a doctor who will not tell you like, well, kids are a burden. Like, fire that doctor and go somewhere else. That is horrible. But you need to know how to advocate for yourself and your body, because nobody is going to know you as well as you do, especially when you kind of go through this big education process and this big knowledge process that God has gifted us, like this knowledge of being able to understand our ovulation and our cycle phases and our hormones. I mean, that is a gift from God. That is a very new gift from God. Like, women didn't get this, you know, even 50 years ago, women didn't know. Like, women haven't known up until this day and age how to understand their body and how it impacts them living as a wife and as a mother and as a woman of the kingdom. And this is a huge gift from the Lord, and we are responsible for understanding what is going on, even like for getting pregnant, beyond getting pregnant, so that we can be just living in this way that the Lord has called us to live, free from these hormone imbalances, and that we can be in a healthy place to conceive. So, oh man, I get so into this stuff. That's why I have a podcast, right? So if you have been, like I said, frustrated with your doctor's lack of advice and you're wondering where else to look, you're here. I'm your girl. I'm your sister. The Lord has led you here for a reason. And the timing is amazing. Spring flash sale, you can get 20% off this course. I am not discounting it again for a long time. By that time, you might be like, who knows? You don't want to wait, okay? Like, you want to figure out right now what's going on with your body and how do you help it with God at the center. And that's what you get inside of Fertility Framework. So y'all go over to beckayan.com/course. The coupon code is up there. and get started. Okay. I'm so excited to help walk you through this. So let me just pray over you. Lord Jesus, we come before you and I thank you so much, Lord, for speaking through me. Holy Spirit, you're so good. And I know you are. I just pray that this message would just dig in to the heart of this woman, Lord. God, if this woman has been hurt by a doctor or by someone in the medical field, Lord, I just pray that you would help her to forgive that person, because I know that's really hard. I've been there, Lord, and it's really hard to forgive that person. And I pray that she wouldn't blame that doctor for her problems. I pray that you would help to remind her that these difficulties she's going through is not because you don't love her, but it's for your glory. And you will be glorified somehow, some way through this difficulty and this struggle. And so, Lord, I pray you would call her into working with me if that's what you're calling her into. And you would just keep pestering that on her heart and in her head for the rest of today and this week, and that she would just be obedient. Her husband would be on board. I just lift these things up to you, Lord. I pray that you would connect her with an awesome team. I hope it's me or someone else who will support her with you, Lord, at the top, with you at the center of everything, with the Holy Spirit leading every little thing, Lord. I pray you would give her a healthcare team for that. And I pray for healing and a healthy pregnancy. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts? Literally just pause this, scroll on down, click write a review, and I promise it'll take 2 seconds, well, maybe like 25 seconds, and it would bless me so much to see what you thought about this episode and to hear your feedback. And also, if you could share this in a quick text message to the friend or family member that you were thinking of while listening to this episode, that would be awesome. It just lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you and other people. And girl, I pray that your progesterone is awesome. I'll meet you back next Thursday for another episode. Have a blessed day.